right. Good morning to all. I'll tell you what, I can honestly say and truly say it even more this week. It is good to be back with you all. Good to be back out in the house of the Lord. You know, I want to tell you happy 2017. You know what? We have, we've come down through 2016, have we not? I know in some people's lives there have been ups and there have been downs. There have been probably some physical issues. There have been other things. But praise God, God has allowed us to get to this day right here, has He not? Amen. The first day of 2017, and I am saying we're going to believe God that 2017 will be just exactly what He has for us down through this year. And we will rejoice and be glad whatever happens and comes our way, will we not? Amen. This past couple weeks, you've heard of an elephant attack, a herd of elephants attacked in Nepal. Did you guys hear about that? Anybody hear about that? Anyway, these herd of elephants went in and attacked this village, and they injured two and they killed one, destroyed a lot of stuff in the village on the way of doing it. But anyway, they were talking to the villagers. Whenever they were talking to them, they asked them, they said, they tried to get a sense of what happened. They said they attacked at dawn, and we didn't have a chance. And that's exactly what they said. Well, your preacher, as I got to thinking about that, and God just kept dealing with me on it and kept dealing with me on it. And I remember an old saying that came up in my mind from back whenever I was a kid. I believe my grandmother, one of them, used to say it. She said, "Be careful of the elephant in the room." Have you ever heard that saying? What it is, it's an obvious truth that you just want to sweep under the rug and put aside. And God kept dealing with me with it, and He said, "I want you to preach on that." So I'm going to preach a series of sermons called "The Elephant in the Room." I'm going to be very matter-of-factly. There's going to be some stuff I'm going to talk about. There are elephants in our room sometimes that we want to put under the rug, that we want to put aside, that we can't do that. There's no way that we can do that, no way that we should be able to do that. Today, I'm just going to go to generalization today. But Lord willing, over the next few weeks, I don't know how long God's going to allow me to go with this, I'm going to be very specific whenever I get into some things. If you would, turn with me to Numbers, the 32nd chapter, the 23rd verse. Number 32:23. Very familiar scripture. This is the scripture He's given me to start this off with. "But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out." Very familiar scripture, very simple. But it says, "But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out." Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, I thank You, Father, for this, Lord, this opportunity to be in Your house this morning, Lord. I love You, Father. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for how that You talk to us, Lord, and how that You try to direct our paths sometimes, Lord. And Father, and Lord, how the Father You that Spirit deals with us and tries to get us where You want us to be, Lord. I ask You, Father, today on this first day of the year, Lord, I pray, Father, that Lord, that You would open up our hearts one more time, Lord. That You would give us the message, Lord, that is needed here this morning. And Father, we will truly give You the praise for it all. And amen. The point this morning is about the elephant in the room when it's not taken care of. And how that elephant in the room can affect and how that it can tear down. Why is it when a problem gets worse and when a problem's big, there are times we try to suppress it? Why do we do that sometimes for? And guess what? Christians are just about as bad. Do you understand that sometimes? We feel like, you know what, we're Christians, and there may be an issue in your family, and you feel like, you know what, we should be bigger than this, but listen to me, just to say and put it under the rug, that doesn't help the situation whatsoever. Why is it the bigger the problem, the more we want to deny it sometimes? Why is it that? And I might add this, and we can even, I might add this to you too, like I said, in Christian faith, and in the realm of faith, sometimes it's even worse. Christian folks can go down that path. Do you understand they can do that? We can think there may be an elephant in the room, and we may say we're Christians, and you know what? We may keep pushing it aside and saying, well, you know what? That'll get better eventually. I'll just ignore it. No. It don't work that way. I hope you understand that. The elephant in the room don't work that way. Sweep it underneath the proverbial rug if you like. Try to do that, and I'm going to tell you here this morning, I want you to understand, it will not help whenever you do that. We just pretend there's nothing a matter. As life has taught me, and as your pastor here this morning, I want to believe this. I want you to understand this. I believe pretense is the single most destructive factor in a human relationship. I want to say it again. I believe pretense is the single most destructive factor in a human relationship. When you pretend that you're something that you're not, when you pretend that there's nothing a matter when there is, and act like you're fine, and act like you're all right, I'm here to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter if it's spouse to spouse. It doesn't matter if it's child to parent relationship. No matter what the realm of life it may be, if you're heading down that path, you're heading down a dark path if you do that. Do you understand me this morning? Do you understand what point? I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say here. And I'm not even being specific this morning because I will get that way. God has given me some other stuff that I'm going to talk about down the road in some other sermons. If you or someone else is pretending to be something that they're not, and that there's nothing wrong, I'm here to tell you what. There's a term that's used for that, and I told you earlier what it is. It's called the elephant in the room. You see, that elephant can be stinky, it can be big, and it can be very intrusive. And you may be here this morning totally exhausted from feeding that elephant. Do you get what I'm saying? You may be here this morning and you've got an issue in your life or in your family's life, and you may be feeding it, you may be doing something with it, but I'm here to tell you, and you may be here this morning exhausted from feeding that elephant. But I want you to know something right now, folks. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better unless you do some things I'm going to offer to you here in a little bit. It's not going to get any better. Do you understand that? Number one, when you live with an elephant long enough, you start to think it's normative. You know that? You think it's okay. You think that elephant in your life is okay. You start to work around it. You start to work over it. You start to work in around everything. But the thing you find that yourself you don't do is you don't do anything about it. You won't do anything about it. Because you think it's normal. You know, whenever you start looking at things wrong, you start looking at things through a warped lens. Do you know that? When you look at things through a warped lens, whenever you look at that problem in your life, and I'm going to tell you something, it may not even be the problem in your life. It may be in somebody in your family's life, but you know what? You are the one who is allowing it to happen without saying a thing about it. And if you are doing that here this morning, I'm here to tell you, you are feeding the elephant this morning. And as you continue to work around this elephant, it gets bigger and it gets bigger. You start looking through that distorted lens. And when you start looking through that distorted lens, you start getting a distorted truth about what is real and what is truth in your life and where you should be. I'm here to tell you and about how life really is. This is just my lot in life, you may say. I'm here to tell you that is not your lot in life. Do you understand me? God never intended that to be our lots in life. He never intended that. And if somebody here this morning thinking that's just normal, that's just the way it is in my life, I'm here to tell you, I serve a bigger God than that. I don't know about you. I serve a bigger God than that. How about who you really are? I'm just like the rest of my family. You know what? My family's been like that. I'm just like the rest of my family. I'm here to tell you, you do not have to be like the rest of your family. Jesus Christ died on a cross so you could be changed. When I first got glasses and contact lenses a few years back, my eyes aren't real bad, but when I first got them and I put those contacts in, I didn't realize how kind of out of focus my eyes were. Everything was sharp then. Everything was just right up there. I know maybe some of you other ones in here have worse eyes than I do, but I could actually, my eyes I didn't think were that bad until I got those contacts, until I got those glasses. And then I realized that it really wasn't focused. You see, I wasn't looking at things the way that I should sharply enough. Amen? Out here in the realm of the world. I tell you something else I thought about this whenever I was thinking about this sermon. I remember the old VCR for the tracking on them? When you'd put the tape in there, and if the tracking wasn't right, how that it would do this? You had to adjust the tracking. I'm here to tell you, folks, there's some things going on in some people's life where the tracking needs adjusted. You need to be able to see the elephant clearer that's in your life. Some will even believe that the elephant has earned its right to be there. I've seen a lot of this in divorced couples. The mom and the dad try to spoil the children, start feeling bad about little Sally or little Johnny, how that their lot in life and how that that's happened to them. And you know what? And they spoil them. Right before your eye, right before their eyes, they start seeing this elephant start growing, start coming up in these children. And you know what? They don't want to address it in a way that it should be addressed. I'll tell you another one. I thought about this. How about the woman that her husband beats on her, the girlfriend that lets her boyfriend beat on her, and she thinks somehow in her mind that it's her fault that he's done that? You know? And the elephant starts to grow. The elephant starts to get big. And they let it keep on going and let it keep on going. And before you know it, you know what? A full-grown elephant weighs about 13,000 to 15,000 pounds. Whenever a baby elephant is born, a baby calf is born, it weighs about 200 pounds whenever it's born. That's about my size. It's about what they weigh whenever they're born. You know what? An act little calf may be cute whenever it's born, and you may think you can handle it, and you may think it makes a nice little pet, but I'm here to tell you this morning, if that elephant keeps on growing, before long it's going to crush you. Because elephants don't make good pets. They don't make good pets, and I'm here to tell you this morning, if there's an elephant in your life, the elephant that I'm talking about this morning, I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me. The elephant that you think has earned its right to live in your life, you need to get the lens focused and make sure that's where you need to be in your life. And you say to yourself, I'm fine. I'm all right. I can handle this. I'm here to tell you, no, 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 no. Because you let it grow and you let it keep going, and before you know it, it's going to destroy you and it's going to destroy your family. Like I said, some people have even made pets out of elephants. They've even made the pets out of me. You know what? You got your dog, you got your cat, and right there in the middle of all of it is this elephant. And this elephant is growing, like I said, and it's going to destroy you. When an elephant becomes your pet, you abandon all candor, you abandon all courage, you abandon everything else the Bible tells us that we are afforded as Christians. Whenever we get saved, the Bible tells us that we are afforded courage, we are afforded candor, and we do it for the cause of Jesus Christ. But there are times whenever we start making these elephants our pets, pray God, I'll tell you what we do, we let them rule our lives, and we lose all candor, and we lose all courage, and we do not want to handle and take care of the situations in our lives the way we do. Whenever it comes to our relationship with God, that's what we do. Because the elephant will take up a lot of our time. That's what it does. That's what it'll do. It takes up a lot of time. And whenever it starts taking up our time that we should be using to serve God, then you're going to find out how destructive it can be. you're going to find out how destructive that thing can be, because I'll tell you what, it will be destructive. Am I making any sense this morning? First Peter 5:8 tells, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. My favorite scripture, one that I use over and over and over again. Something that may seem so innocent can turn on you. That's because that elephant in the room has become not just that little calf, but now it's starting to grow and grow and grow. And you thought it was innocent at first. And you know what? The whisper, the deceiver is whispering in your ears and telling you that everything is fine, everything is great, everything is good. I've said this before. Do you think a drug addict got up one morning and just said, hey, listen, you know what? I just want to shoot myself up with, this little kid that starts out as a drug addict, you think they just got up one morning and said, hey, look, I wanted to start doing drugs today because I think it'll be fun. They started out one time. Maybe what do you think about the alcoholics? What do you think about all the people? Did you think they just got up and just wanted to start doing that one day? One time, they started. And guess what? Got a little easier the next time. Got a little easier the next time. Before long, the big elephant is in the room. Big, intrusive, and stinky. That's what it's in. There are times that you may not have the elephant, but you are the enabler of the elephant. By not confronting the elephant in the room, by not wanting conflict, by not bringing up the problem, by simply ignoring the elephant, and you think that that's going to help the situation. By simply ignoring it, by simply saying, you know what, I'm just going to let it go, and you know what, whether it's your children or whether it's your spouse or whoever it may be, I'm here to tell you this morning, simply ignoring it is not going to do it. They grow fast. And I'm going to tell you, these problems can grow pretty fast in our lives. Will you agree with me on that? They can do that. When you start looking through that distorted lens, that pachyderm looks pretty good to you at first, does it not? Keep telling yourself, I don't have an arrogance problem. I don't have a pride issue. I don't have an issue with being rude. I just like telling it like it is, right? Oh, yeah, seriously? You just like telling it like it is? Really, how about you're just inconsiderate and just don't care about people? How about that? You got a depression problem. You got a gossip problem. Well, I just like telling you about sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so because I want you to pray for them. Well, how about you just want to spread dirt on somebody? I don't have a temper problem. I'm just wired that way. Really? How about that you're a jerk and you got a temper? How about that one? How about that? You know? And people say, you know what? I don't have an elephant in my closet. I don't have an elephant in my room. Do you have a lying problem this morning? How about a spending problem? I could go on and on and on with the big elephants in people's room. I've had elephants in my room. I'm up here to tell you, amen? I'm the preacher. I'm going to be honest with you. I've got elephants. And you guess what? Guess what? I need to take care of them just like you do. I've got to take care of the elephants myself. I'm here to warn you that the elephant is going to affect your family in a negative way. I'm here to tell you, it is. I'm not going to lie to you about that. If you keep letting that elephant stay in your house, stay in your room, and stay there, I'm going to here to tell you this morning, it is going to affect your family. It's going to affect you, and it's going to affect your family. Yes, sir. It's going to do it. It'll do it. Somewhere down the road, it will affect your family, it will affect the life, it will affect everything about it. And you will be sorry you didn't deal with it sooner. But hey, There comes a point in time where you're going to have to deal with that elephant. I don't know about you, but I'd rather deal with a smaller elephant than I would a big one. Amen? How about you? We know that it does not have to be this way. And this is what I like, because you know what? Because of what Jesus did at Calvary, we don't have to live that way. You can put a leash on that elephant, and you can bring him right up here to the altar. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do that here in a little bit. Amen? If you think that you have an elephant that needs a dress in your life, I want you to put a leash on it, and I want you to bring that thing up here, and I want you to leave it here at this altar. Why? Because he's a great zookeeper. Jesus is a great zookeeper. He really is. Get it out of the room. It starts with confession. Amen? First off, you've got to realize that there's a problem in your life. You've got to realize that. Then you've got to be willing to confess it to Jesus Christ. Give it to God. Give it to them. If you have an elephant shacking up with you, you need to get it out of your life. You need to get it out of there. Now, here's some pastoral advice for you. I want to speak heart to heart this morning. Bring your own elephant up here. Don't look around this church or think in here this morning, well, you know what? I think Mike's got an elephant. I think Mike. No. You need to bring your own elephant up here. Amen? You need to bring your elephant up here. And you know what? And that's just some advice. Don't look around you and think about everybody else's elephant. Don't be so smug, is what I'm trying to say. Don't be so smug. Because guess what? You know what? I believe we all have elephants sometimes in our life that we need to bring up here. Amen. Let me tell you this morning as well. When you do, be candid with Jesus. Be courageous when you bring it up here and say, God, you know what? I know what's going on in my life. I know what's going on in my family, and I need your help. Amen. I need your help. How many of you have seen The War Room? You know what that lady did that day? The day she went out and she opened up the door of her house and she said, Satan, you're not going to stay here anymore. Am I right? You're not going to have this house no more. You know what? I encourage all of you to open up your door and say, Satan, this is not your house anymore. This is God's house. And I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve Him through His Son, Jesus. Let's get the elephants out of our rooms. If it's affecting your family, is it affecting your relationships? I'm here to tell you, put a big leash on it. Get it up here. Get it up here. Let Jesus have it this morning. You may be sitting there thinking, I can't think of one thing in my life where I've got an elephant. I want to help you. I wrote a list. God, I'm stinking up the place with my attitude problem. Are you consistently blaming others and making excuses for your impatience? You want me to go on? I can. God, I've got a negative problem, a neglect problem. I neglect reading your word and praying. I neglect my family sometimes. God, I've got a belittling problem. You know, you like being right. You like being right. Because you know what? You like to demean others. You like to demean others because of your belittling problem. Because you know why? Because it makes you feel better. It makes you feel better by putting others down. God, I've got a self-righteous problem. You know what? I've seen that a lot of times. Some people have a self-righteous problem. God, I've got a complacency problem. All these are big elephants in people's rooms. Believe you me, I know that they're big elephants in people's rooms. Bring that elephant up here this morning. Bring it up here this morning. Let's get it out of your life. Let's get it out of your heart. But it starts with confessing. It starts with confessing that you have a problem. Amen. Now they're going to come get a song now. And I want to ask you something this morning. I hope you're not just back here saying, I'm fine. I'm all right. I'm good this morning. I hope you're just not saying that this morning. Just whenever things are not good and things are not all right and things are not fine in your life. Because why? Because I believe that you can be better than fine this morning. John 10:10 tells us this. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Did you hear that? If you've got an elephant in your room this morning, you don't have to be just fine. You can have life, and you can have it more abundantly because God, through His Son, Jesus, has said that you can. I want you to be more than just fine. I want you to be more than just fine. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the elephant is out of your room. It's out of your room.